Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBolts with you today for the MOB Daily Power-Up Call. Great to be with you on a Tuesday morning, kicking off another big day here in the MOB community. Grateful as always to be with you. I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Always a privilege and an honor, and I do enjoy it. Hopefully you do as well, and hopefully you get a great deal of value from it because, frankly, it's about being able to take your business to that next altitude. It's about being able to make great decisions, have that audacity to go out there and chase after your dream, but more importantly, follow through with it and do what you came here to do. It's fun. It's amazing to get going. I have to tell you something. A few years back, my publisher put on an event. She had this, it was kind of a, I guess you could call it a conference for authors and writers and, you know, people inside the book industry. And there was a speaker there by the name of Kristen Lamb. And Kristen is a speaker and an author. She writes a lot of mostly fiction books, but she had some great insights on what it takes to be a writer. Being a writer is kind of like being an entrepreneur. There's a lot of this kind of like getting over your own stuff, you know, doing the hard work and pushing through all kinds of crazy stuff that goes on in your head, goes on in your life, being able to manage things. But she said something I thought was really powerful. She was talking about how starting is easy, right? Anybody can do it. It's fun. It's exciting. You got all this boundless energy. Hey, I'm going to write a book. Or in this case, hey, I'm going to start a business. We tell the whole world. We tell our families. We're all excited. Our friends are like, hey, cool. Some people aren't very, you know, supportive, but we get that. It's just the way it is sometimes with entrepreneurs. Starting's fun and it's exciting. And sometimes starting is easy, but sometimes starting is hard. To find what you really want to do and go after it, to have that intensity, to do it when it actually matters, to do it when it scares the living hell out of you, all of a sudden we start saying to ourselves, you know what, maybe, maybe not. All of a sudden, procrastination starts to feel like not such a bad word. Ironically, we kid ourselves into thinking that we're above this by starting a project and then starting another project and then starting another project. We're like, hey, no, I just am trying to find my way. I'm trying to find my thing. But that's a smokescreen. Feeling busy feels good, right? That's why you always hear people like, hey, how's it going? I'm busy. Oh, you're busy. Really? That's unfortunate. I've got a friend of mine who says this all the time. He calls me on the phone. Hey, JT, how's it going? I'm like, going good, man. How are you? Busy. My standard response to that is, sorry to hear that, man. I'm really sorry that you're busy. Because busy is an affliction. It's a disease. It's not productive. It's not being effective. And it doesn't get you paid. There's an old saying, hey, if you want something done, give it to a busy person. What does that sound like? It sounds like an employee. Not that there's anything wrong with an employee, but frankly, not even just an employee, a servant. It sounds like somebody that's just going to, you know, do the busy work for you. Hey, go get my dry cleaning. Check my email. Take out the trash. Do the dishes. And here's the thing. Do you want to be that kind of a person? Is that what you want for your life? Or do you want to be effective? A lot of times we want to start something, but it's about finishing. It's about getting things done. But we feel tired. We're weary from the path that we've been going on, the journey. We get bored. We get disenchanted. Or we get excited. We're exhilarated. We're pumped. We're excited. We're like, yay. But here's the key. Feelings are false, my friends. Pros ignore the feelings. Pros push through all of that sensation of feeling great or not feeling great. They don't worry about feeling right. I used to have a client that used to tell me all the time, oh, I'm just so tired, my energy's down, I just haven't been getting much done. Well, guess what? That's the time when it counts the most. If you want better focus, then you got to make yourself focus. If you want better results, then you got to make yourself work. You want to have six-pack abs, you want to look great, you got to go to the gym when you're tired, when you're sore, when you don't feel like it. You want to build a successful business, 6, 7, 8, 9-figure business, you can't do it casually. It's not a side hobby. It happens in the times when you don't feel like doing it. Speaking of focus, I think it's one of the most important aspects to finishing what we start. We got to stop looking for new things or better things. We got to realize that success isn't always fun. Hey, listen, business can be total drudgery. I'm just going to tell you straight up. It can be very monotonous. There are going to be times where you get zero results. There are going to be times where you're like, man, is this even worth it? You're wondering. It's kind of like those comedians that stand up on stage and they tap the microphone. Boom, boom. Is this on? That's what it feels like. Because you're at home. You're building this thing. You're kind of on your own. You might have a coach or a mentor. Maybe you don't. You got to learn to focus in those moments and stay on track. If you could do that, then you will finish what you came here to start. It's very easy to run from the pain of growth. Not finishing actually feels like we're doing something, believe it or not. It keeps us from that growth, because if we don't finish something, that means we have a project we're still working on, right? I'm still working on it. Oh, cool, you must be busy, because we haven't finished it. Whereas if we just focused on finishing it, then we come to the end of that project, and then we'd move on to the next thing. I'm not talking about necessarily finishing a business, but we say, hey, I'm going to build out my funnel. I'm going to build out my ads. I'm going to write this blog post. I'm going to write out my autoresponders. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. We create these little projects for ourselves, and then we have all these loose ends. You ever know anybody like that has a ton of loose ends, maybe in their life, maybe in their business? Maybe somebody you know, maybe somebody who's close to you, maybe somebody who's staring you back in the mirror when you're brushing your teeth. Don't run from the pain of growth. See something in all of this that brings you to the result. If you got no results, if you've got no sense of what's going on, that's the time when it counts. If you're looking and you're saying it's not paying off, it's not working, that's the time when it counts. That's the time when you have to hit it again and again and again. If you're saying to yourself, I don't think this is going to happen, I don't think it's working, that's when you got to get back. If you're looking in the mirror and saying, man, I've been going to the gym, I'm just not seeing the results, that's when you go back and you hit those burpees, you hit that weight, you hit that treadmill again. If you're looking at your bank account, your business, and you're saying, man, I got more money going out than coming in, that's when you get back to work and stay focused. Stop worrying about what's not working and start focusing on what is and get back to work. That's when it explodes. If you're not getting the respect and the support that you want from your business, then be a finisher. People love finishers. They don't like flakes. They don't like people that talk a big game and don't follow through. What they love is a finisher. It's time to grow up and finish what you started. Then the results will come. People love finishers because they love that person that had the dream and followed through on it. They love finishers. Results don't matter if you don't finish. They don't come, right? So here's what I want you to do. Every single day, I want you to see it as an opportunity to start. Every single day. Think of today as the day that you start what you're going to do today. Maybe it's also the day you finish what you didn't do yesterday. It's awesome to start. It's a lot of fun. But when you have that sense of starting, when you're like, ooh, I'm starting something new, I want you to remember this has also got an end. You're going to be running and sprinting to each little finish line, small finish lines today. Create little finish lines of what you can accomplish right now today. Don't worry about the big picture. Make sure the small finish lines lead to the big picture for sure. You don't want to take yourself off into these like little tangents. But instead of starting something, start with the intention of finishing today. Start and finish that blog post. Start and finish that video. Start and finish whatever you're here to do. Maybe it's picking up the phone and calling those sales calls. Instead of saying, hey, I've got 10 I'm going to do today and only do 2, do all 10. Maybe you do 12. But start and finish. Be a finisher. Get in the habit of finishing. And my friend, I will tell you this. The results you seek will start seeking you. The people that are laughing at you now will start seeking you out for advice. The people who doubt you, the people who naysay, the people who say it can't be done, when you show up and start acting as a finisher and getting things done, that's when you get respect. People aren't buying from you now. Start becoming a finisher, and they will chase you down, throwing money at you because they want to work with you. Becoming a finisher takes discipline. Becoming a finisher takes decision. Becoming a finisher literally takes commitment. It's not a one-time thing. Hey, I finished this thing. It's an all-the-time thing. When you have that behavior and you have that habit pattern of being a finisher, everything changes. People see you differently because you see you differently. So make the commitment today to finish. Realize that when you're tired, when you're bored, when you're distracted, or when you're excited, when you're pumped, it's all the same. Doesn't matter how you feel, You're a professional. Get in there and play the game no matter how tired, no matter how excited, no matter how bad or how good you feel. Stay away from the new and better shiny object. Realize that success isn't always fun. There's a lot of drudgery. There's a lot of monotony. There are going to be times when you're not getting results, and that's the time you hit it. That's the time you get back. That's the time you don't relent. That's the time you swing, swing, swing. You keep swinging in those moments, and it will pay itself off. I promise. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the MOB Daily Power Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.